President of the United States wants.
Well, I've got a real tough one for you today. I hate to ask you to do it, and you can say no if you want to.
No, you don't have to apologize.
We got a young governor down in Georgia, and he just says that they can't have anybody but Harry Truman. He's a great admirer of yours named Carl Sanders.
Yep.
And he said if,
right.
He says that if you won't come, they'll take me as a substitute. But I've got to go down there anyway, and I tell them that I'd get you to come.
Listen here, you couldn't be a substitute for me. I'd be a substitute for you.
No, that's what they want. They want you first.
He said
that they'll make it late this month, May, or the first week in June, but they just got to be sure so they can sell their tickets and get out. And I called Dick Russell last night, and he said, now you plead with President Truman to come.
You don't have to plead. I'll come if you want me to go.
I sure do.
All right, I'll go.
I'll tell him to get in touch with you direct. And his name's Carl Sanders, and he's young, and he's your kind of folks, and he'll hoist a good one for you, and you'll enjoy him. I've had him in my home in Texas, and he's a real comer.
All right, I'll do whatever you want.
God bless you. Now listen, when you come up here next week, you can stay at the Lincoln's Bed or the Blair House, whichever you rather have.
Well, that's all right.
And I told him to have a plane for you, and I told him to get you an aide when you needed it, and if you, whatever you need, you get around here.
Oh, I know it.
And I want you to come over.
Too good to me.
I won't be over to dinner that night, but I want you to come over and have a drink with me that afternoon.
I'll do it.
Okay.
That's a promise.
Bye.
Bye.